Chazor sich nicht über Chesach Shagam, aber wenn Yehudim sich auf Pesachim darf Lamed, hey. Sagt die Mishnah, you can be Yoytzi a Matzah, Yechiv Matzah by eating Matzah made of any of the five grains. Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, or oats. One may use matzah of demai, of matzah rishon whose truma was taken, or matzah sheni or hegdish that was redeemed. Also, a kohen may use matzah of challah or of truma. One may not use matzah of tevel, of matzah rishon whose truma was not taken, or of matzah sheni or hegdish that was which was not redeemed. Dr. Mishnah, if someone made matzah to be used for his own carbon taida or for his own carbon nazir, they may not be used for the chi of matzah on Pesach. However, if one made matzah to sell to people who need it for the carbon taida or carbon nazir, then he himself may use that matzah to fulfill his chi of matzah on Pesach. So Gemara Brisa says, spelt is in the wheat family, whereas oats and rye are in the barley family. With regard to truma, one must give truma from produce of the same family. That's what we specify the families. In fact, how do we know that you have to use matzah of the five grains for Pesach? Why can't you use rice or doichin? The pasuk says, the isser of chametz next to the mitzvah of matzah. They teach that only something which can become chametz may be used for matzah. Based on this, our mission doesn't follow Rechon Manuri, because he says in a Brisa that rice and doichin can become chametz. Rabbi Aruchana, named Rav Shlokesh, said, one would not be chayiv karis for eating a dough which was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey instead of water. A public thing, because the pasuk teaches one is only chayiv karis for chametz on items that he may use for matzah. Dough kneaded with liquids other than water may not be used for matzah, and therefore they don't carry a karis penalty for eating it as chametz. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua asked, the Brisa says that one would be chayiv karis for swallowing dissolved chametz, but one would not fulfill his matzah obligation by consuming matzah in this way. So we see that it's not connected, the chametz and the matzah. Rav Yehuda Bar Avin said, the reason of Rav Shlokesh is because liquids other than water don't cause dough to rise and become chametz. It has nothing to do with the words in the pasuk. Yeshua said, Yoytzu would buy with Meiser. In fact, Mai is not fit to be eaten, the hack could be used for matzah. Mar says, since the person can give away all his possessions, become an oni, who is allowed to eat Mai, it's considered to be fit for him now as well. Mishra said, Meiser Rishon Shanit Lutermasa Vichulu. In fact, Mar, this is obviously fit to be eaten, and therefore it's mutter to be used for matzah. Mar says, we're talking about a case where the Levi took the Meiser before there was a chiyuv for the owner to take Truma Gedolah. So before it's moved into a pile, and therefore Truma Gedolah was never given. We would think that it's osir, and therefore it should not be allowed for matzah. The Mishnah is telling us, like a Ravo, that in this case, the Levi only has to give his Trumas Meiser, he doesn't have to give the Truma Gedolah, and therefore it's fit to be eaten. However, had the Levi taken the Meiser after there was already a Chiyah for the owner to give the Truma Gedolah, the Levi would have to separate Truma Gedolah as well as his own Trumas Meiser. Mishnah said, Meiser Shein of Hekdesh Niftu. This is obviously fit to be eaten, so therefore it's mutter to be used for matzah. What's the Chiddush? Tomorrow says, the Mishnah is talking about where he gave the principal amount for the Padiyah, for the redemption, but not the additional chaymish. The Mishnah teaches that the redemption is considered to be complete without giving off of the additional fifth as well. It's not the chaymish is not ma'akev. Mishnah said, "Vakehanim bechalu v'truma v'chulu." This is obviously mutter to be eaten by kahanim, and therefore should be mutter to use for matzah. Mar says we would have thought that matzah must be of grains that are mutter to all, even zarim, not just kahanim. The Mishnah teaches that the Torah writes matzah is twice. To teach that matzah may even be made of grains that are mutter to only some people. Mishnah said, "Avol loy betevel v'chulu." In fact, tevel obviously is not fit to be eaten. The Mishnah says we're discussing something which is tevel only derabbanon. For example, something which is grown in a flower pot without a hole. The Mishnah is teaching that even though it's considered not fit to be eaten, because it's midrabbanon, it's only midrabbanon that's not fit to be eaten, but still it may not be used for matzah. Mishnah said, "Levi Meiser Rishon Shaloi Nitla Trumas." This is obviously not fit to be eaten. The Mishnah says, we're discussing the case where the Levi took his Meiser after the produce was already smoothed into a pile, so it was already Chi of Truma, but the Truma was never separated yet, and he already took his Meiser. So you would think, based on the Psukim, that the Levi should not have to separate the Truma Gedolah as well. The Mishnah therefore teaches that he does, and until he does, it's not fit to be used for matzah, because he's not allowed to eat it. The Mishnah said, "V'loy b'maaser sheni v'hekdesh shaloi niftu v'chulu." For the Gemara, this is obviously not fit to be eaten. The Gemara says it's discussing where it was redeemed, but not redeemed properly. For example, the maaser sheni was redeemed on the coins that didn't have an image on them. The pasuk says v'tzarta kes, it has to have an image, or it was hekdesh that was redeemed onto land. And the pasuk says that we learn from the pasuk that the hekdesh can't be redeemed onto real property. Brisa says the pasuk teaches us that grain which is not fully mutter. For example, even if some maaser has been separated, but others have not, meaning the maaser rishon was given, maaser sheni wasn't given, maaser oni wasn't given, so this type of tua may not be used for matzah. The pasuk says loy soichal olav chametz, you should not eat chametz with it. This teaches that matzah may only be made from the grain whose only eating prohibition would be chametz, meaning if it was left, it could become chametz, but not grain which would be prohibited to be eaten for some other reason, for example tevel. Therefore, if some of the maisers were given but not all of them, we could not use this for matzah. In fact, even if the grain is tevel, it would still be usher as chametz if it were left to rise, so it's also usher as chametz then also. The Vayesha said the Brisa follows of Shimon, who says ein isser chalal isser, and therefore the isser of chametz would not take effect on top of the isser of tevel, which was there even before it became chametz, and that's why there is no isser of chametz. Ravina said the Brisa may even follow the Rabbanu, who argue with Shimon, the pasuk means to teach that matzah may only be made from something whose only iser is chametz, not any other iser. In fact, Gemara, the pasuk doesn't say that it must be the iser of chametz exclusively. Gemara says, so obviously, we have to go back onto the answer of Rav Sheshet.